Hey there, backstage. This is CB, and welcome to this week's episode of Spill It with CB. And my special guest today is Warthog.
Hey, everyone. Nice to be here.
Hey, I'm so glad that you're able to join me this week.
Oh, so am I. I was really looking forward to this for quite a while.
Oh, good. Yeah, I got a little bit tied up with some stuff, so I didn't
No, no worries.
quite
So did
do.
I. So did I, actually. So this is actually perfect.
Oh, good. So, Warthog, on a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona?
Oh, definitely 10.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, the main re one of the main. Okay, I'm on GWA for several reasons, but one of the main reasons is to start to deal with a lot of personal sexual shame issues I have.
Oh.
So I feel like not being myself would just make the process more difficult.
That would make sense.
Yeah, I mean, the more I'm authentically me, the better I can feel about myself.
Oh, I hate hearing that you have shame issues.
Oh well, sorry, I'll stop saying
No, don't stop saying
I'm joking. I'll be
it.
doing some audios about that in the time to come. I already have a
Okay.
few planned, as well as some script writing.
Oh, nice. Well, let me be your therapist and let's talk to
Aw, it warms my heart.
I am not a therapist.
I know.
Just so you know.
I know, but that's okay.
But I am
It's
very open-minded
I have a
and
therapist already anyway, so
oh, good.
it's not like I'm in need of one.
Okay. I'm
Yeah.
very open-minded and
Oh.
kink friendly, so
Ah.
if you anything you want to talk
So,
to about,
yeah.
I'm willing to
And
try.
likewise, I may talk about shame, but I consider myself very open-minded and kink friendly as well.
Great. Okay. So what's the a story behind your username?
Oh, well, that's an easy one. In fact, you might be able to figure it out if you take a look at it.
Oh, okay.
Try spelling it backwards.
Oh, GWA HTR. What?
No. It's I spelled it on Skype a different way, but in it's
Oh.
okay.
Okay, let me look over there. Because I have the questions up, so I don't have
Yeah. No problem.
shoot. Where is it? Wait a minute, it might be down here. It's not. Tell me, just tell me.
A GWA throw.
Oh, okay. GWA throw. Oh, how funny.
Yeah. I just thought that was kind of cool, so I decided to go with it.
How many Reddit accounts do you have?
Well, I have my main one, and then I have this one.
Just the two, okay.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. In
It's
fact,
funny. It's funny that my dirty account is my
Yeah.
main account,
Yeah.
and I kind of hide all of
Yeah.
my, regular stuff.
Yeah, mine are both kind of dirty.
Ah,
But
what's the
this one
difference
is.
then?
Oh, this one is for GWA.
Okay, but so why can't you combine your dirty accounts? Is I guess my question.
I can. I was just a little gun shy, I guess, because it my main account has some more personally identifying stuff on it than I'd like.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I don't want some people who know me by this name to get a few ideas about contacting me outside of Reddit.
Gotcha.
Other than you, of course.
Who is your celebrity lookalike?
Oh gosh. I had to do some research for this one because I'm not big on celebrity lookalikes, but offhand the best I could come up with was Orson Welles.
Young
Not
Orson
like
or old Orson?
kind of in the middle.
Okay.
Not when he was like 350 pounds, but getting a little packing on the pounds a little in his like middle years, lady from Shanghai type.
I haven't seen that one.
Okay.
Maybe I'll check it
Not
out.
quite as not quite as big as Citizen Kane, but I don't know, maybe the third man or a bit bigger than that. Anyway.
Are you a big movie buff?
I'm not really. Well, I know a fair bit about some movies, but I wouldn't say I'm a big movie watcher. I just happened to do some research for this particular topic, which is why I know all this.
Okay.
I couldn't have named three movies that Orson Welles was in before last week.
Could have named one.
Yeah. I knew Citizen Kane and I knew the Third Man, but I didn't know any others. Unless you count the Transformers movie.
He was in that?
Yeah, he voiced Megatron.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Haven't seen that one either.
No, me either.
I've seen very few. But I knew he was in it. I don't watch a whole lot of movies.
Me either.
So, who knows your secrets?
Oh, boy. I'm not really sure I have much in the way of secrets.
Oh, everybody has secrets.
Well, okay, fair enough. I'm trying to think about what they might be. Gosh, I don't know. I'm largely an open book, you know. I'm not saying I don't have any secrets at all, but I don't know. My mother and I are pretty close, so I'd have to say her. She doesn't know everything about me, but she would, if she asked, I would tell her.
Yeah, that's interesting because it's the parents that most people have.
Yeah, I know, but it was a bit different in my case.
At least when they're younger.
Yeah, well, I mean, this was something that happened very young, but it's kind of almost, but not quite as unusual as I am.
Oh, okay. All right.
I seriously don't mind talking about it, by the way.
Well, the next part of that question is, can you share any of your secrets with us?
Okay. Well, I can't say there's anything secret about that stuff, but
you don't have to.
No. I'm just trying to think about something I would share. Sorry, dead air, you know, you can edit it out. I don't know.
Shall we come back to it in case you?
Yeah. Why don't we come back to it? I'm sure I'll think of something while we're talking.
What bad habits do you have?
Oh gosh. Too much fast food.
Mm-hmm.
Too much diet pop. I'm a diabetic, so.
I'm trying to figure out where you are from.
Canada.
Given your accent and pop.
Yeah, I'm from Southern Ontario.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that you said pop in that soda.
Yeah.
Okay. But you did say a boat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're not all like that.
A boot.
Yeah. What do you like? A boot? What is it you like? A boot, Canada, eh? Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be in Southern Ontario soon, as a matter of fact.
Neat. What are you doing up here?
Just some vacation.
Oh, nice. Where are you planning on going?
Where does anybody go in Southern Ontario?
I don't know. Niagara Falls?
Around
fair enough.
I have some family up that way too, so.
Cool.
Sorry,
this isn't supposed to be questions about you.
That's okay. Okay. Tell us the story of losing your virginity.
Oh my gosh. Well, I was in my early 20s. I'm going to say 23. And I'm very, very, very shy about approaching people. Mm-hmm. So eventually I just said, screw it. I'm going to put my profile up on Friend Finder and wait for people to message me. So I did. And I actually got a response from someone, which was like the only time that's ever happened. Mm-hmm. I was really happy about it. And so she was also in my hometown. So we decided to meet up. And we hit it off pretty well. I won't say I was particularly attracted to her, but I was naive enough to think I could make it work anyway. So we went out for about 6 months. And we pretty much fell into bed right away.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe too soon in some cases, in some respects. Basically, we went out and met at a restaurant, and then I invited her back to my place, and things progressed from there.
Oh, first date?
Yeah.
Ooh.
We had already done some flirting online. So it wasn't too well. We didn't go all the way the first date. That was more like the second or third. But she was pretty eager, and so was I. She had never actually received oral sex before, so I was proud to be the first to do that for her. And of course, I discovered that I loved it.
Oh, good for you!
And I still continue to love it. It's like one of my favorite sexual activities.
Nice. I'm sure your dates appreciate that.
Yes. It does come in handy.
Did she reciprocate?
She did. So that she was used to.
Oh, that's interesting.
So yeah, I mean, she had slept around, you know, a few times. She was a fair bit younger than me, but still legal. And now she was 18. She was not a virgin, and she had slept with a couple of guys, but she wasn't very confident about herself, and I think that was one of the problems that we had in our relationship, because mm-hmm. I'm really attracted to people who are confident about their body and their sexuality.
Okay.
Under the covers with the lights off kind of girl. And that's not me.
I see. Well, at 18, too.
Yeah, that's true.
I think there's probably some self-consciousness at that age.
Oh, of course.
You lose as you get older and more experienced.
She wasn't what I would call conventionally attractive either, so that was another reason for her to not be very confident about herself. It was too bad.
Mm-hmm. That is too bad. Well, hopefully you helped.
Well, hopefully I did. We're still friends.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
How frequently do you have sex with somebody else?
Oh, how long has it been? Are we counting sex that I paid for?
It's up to you. You tell me.
All right. Because if that's the case, then it's only been a couple of years.
Okay.
If that's not, then it's going to be, probably about 7 or 8.
I would love to hear some stories about you paying for it if you
sure.
like to share.
It was just what are they called? Rub and tug style massage parlors. I've been there a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what I would call my number one choice, but I still feel like it's better than nothing.
How do you find out what place does that?
Well, I'm in the Toronto area, so there is a message board called turb.ca that I've lurked on, and they just sort of give reviews of massage parlors and, you know, out-call services and that kind of thing.
Are they legal there?
They're pretty gray area. It's kind of, you want to hide from people because no one wants to be the test case. There was actually the actual buying and selling of sex is not illegal in Canada.
Oh, okay.
But there was a constitutional challenge just last year that came before the Supreme Court of Canada, trying to amend the prostitution laws as unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
It failed, unfortunately. I'm sorry, legal prostitution personally.
So there's nowhere that it's legal? I thought you just said that it's not illegal.
It's strictly speaking, it's not illegal. However, communicating for the purposes of prostitution is illegal. Operating a body house is illegal. Living off the avails of prostitution is illegal.
Oh, I see.
So they get you, you know, some other ways.
Okay. Interesting.
There was a challenge. Like I said, that became before the Supreme Court in 2015, where the prostitution laws were struck down. Three of them were struck down, and then the Conservative government came up with what I consider arguably to be a worse approach than what was up there.
Mm.
So there's going to have to be another challenge.
Interesting.
So it's in a state of flux right now.
Okay. So then how often do you have sex with yourself?
Oh, not as often as I used to, probably twice a week or so.
Okay.
Used to be more when I was younger, but I don't know. I just don't feel like I have the energy anymore.
That's okay.
I still enjoy it, though.
Do you like to listen or do you like to watch porn while you're doing it?
I do sometimes watch porn, not always. I'm a pretty visual guy, so the visual aspect of porn really turns me on. But I definitely have listened and had sex with myself before, and that was very enjoyable. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I've recorded a couple of audios, which I found even more enjoyable.
Oh, cool. What is
kind
your...
of playing with myself a bit right now, actually.
Oh, interesting. Perfect for question number 20.
Yeah.
What is your go-to porn? What are your go-to porn searches?
Oh, gosh. I'm actually I have a kind of a predilection for – I wouldn't call it a fetish exactly because I don't have to have it, but I have a sort of a predilection for anime porn, to be honest.
Okay.
So there's a porn allowed image posting site called Damboru, which is mostly completely anime, and it's probably about 50-50 between porn and regular. But I have I often go there.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, Reddit.
Okay.
I would say I have a few porn subreddits.
Like Gone Wild.
I don't have any account. Gone Wild, yeah. Let's see. GWA, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like boobies, ass, Dat Gap, presenting.
I've never heard of these. Interesting.
No. It's UHD NSFW.
What's that?
Which is ultra high definition.
Oh, okay.
Gosh, I could probably pull it up and we can come back to it. Because I've got my list of subreddits here. What's damn it? WTSSDDAMIT.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
When the sun shines through a dress and makes it transparent.
I have seen that. Yes.
Yeah. I like that one. r/hentai/sukebe/ecchi. For the more anime side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Cat girls. This is... here's a secret I can tell you. I lurk on chick flicks.
What does that mean?
That's a subreddit for women to post porn to each other.
Oh, okay.
And I'm... I don't post there, obviously, but I lurk there. And I'm a bit... yeah.
Then I lurk on totally straight.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely lurk on those, the gay porn sites or the gay Reddit sites too.
Nice. Uh-huh. Yeah. I actually am a bit of a lurker on, what do you call it? I am actually straight, but I do lurk on, lady boners.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's really, really helpful to me to see women react so positively to male sexuality.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you should try Lady Boner's GW.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, or BHM Gone Wild. I've considered posting too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a good one too.
Yeah.
I have a funny story about that. Well, it's not really a story, but I'm not sure why, but for the longest time, I thought it meant big hairy men.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I would look at it and think, well, he's not hairy at all. So I don't know. Eventually I figured out it was big handsome men and not big hairy men. But I like them both.
I've despite the fact that I'm, you know, bigger than the average guy. But by the way, I absolutely loved that thing that Eve's Garden did recently.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that
about
nice?
About BHM. Did you see that?
Yep, yeah, I sure did.
It's like, I don't know, I get a warm fuzzy every time I think about it.
Mm-hmm. I had wanted to participate in that, but something came up.
Yeah. Yeah, no worries. It's I think there are enough voices there that it has an impression.
Mm-hmm. It was nice.
Not that, yeah.
So Warthog, what is your biggest regret?
Biggest regret? Oh, I was. This is pretty easy. I was in grad school. I just started my master's degree, and there was a young woman who was a friend of the family that I kind of helped out of a pinch, because she was having some problems with her prof, and I went to my supervisor, which happened to be chair of the graduate committee, and sort of did a little complaint on her behalf and got it worked out for her. Mm-hmm. So she was really grateful about that. Then she invited me to help her with a project on Valentine's Day, when she was a better student than I was. So I can't prove that there was anything there, but I think there might have been. And I was desperately attracted to her and desperately ashamed, so I ended up basically self-destructing over that.
So you thought she was interested in you?
I thought she might have been, but I didn't want to take the risk because I was so scared that, you know, what I wanted was shameful or inappropriate.
Right.
That I couldn't do it. Wow. And I ended up getting very getting in pretty hot water over that one with mm-hmm. myself.
Oh.
So
did you stay friends with her?
Yeah, kind of. She ended up moving. She ended up moving to the UK and getting married. And I just saw her again recently because she was back in Canada for her mother's funeral.
Mm. Tell me what you're working on.
Oh, just Windows, random Windows. Nervous habit.
Okay.
I'll stop.
Just curious.
Oh no. Okay. I'll have to find something else to fidget with. Here, I've got the keys here.
I was wondering if you were looking at Gone Wild or something.
Nope.
Okay.
I could.
If you'd like.
Sure, why not?
What would you choose as your death row meal?
Probably really, really good shrimp scampi.
Mm.
I have very expensive tastes in food.
I love shrimp scampi.
Yeah, it's really awesome stuff, with a nice linguine and a nice cream sauce, with garlic bread. It's mm-hmm. probably something like that.
Yeah, I mean all kinds of seafood. I like all kinds of seafood.
Yeah, I like some seafood, but not others. I'm not a big fan of lobster.
No,
just something in the taste just gets me. I think it might be genetic.
It's kind of sweet.
And yeah, I really like eel and squid and crab.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Me too. Do you eat sushi?
I do. I had for a while. I had rice intolerance, which was really a pain in the ass because I would eat rice and then I would get digestive problems. But I had my appendix out, and ever since then, it seemed better.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah.
What do you wear to bed on a regular night?
Nothing.
Okay, so I guess
actually,
on six.
Completely naked.
When you have
time, yes, it would be even less if that's possible.
Even less than naked.
Yes. I mean, I might wear something to take it off. Mm-hmm. Could happen.
So tell us about your most recent sexual encounter, and keep in mind that this does not have to be with another person.
Okay. I guess it must have been Friday. I was browsing and got a little excited. I hadn't listened to the BHM one, but I had seen the title of it, and I thought, oh my gosh, I really, really need to see this. And I got pretty turned on thinking about it.
Just thinking about it, wow.
Yeah, it's so, it would be, it's such a wonderful thing, body acceptance. It's something I'm really missing in my life. And it's just absolutely beautiful to think of myself as someone who is, who is entitled to the same thing other human beings are entitled to.
Yes.
I've come a long way. I used to be really, really pent up about it, and I couldn't talk to anyone, and I couldn't see anyone. That's changed. I've done a lot of work on it,
That's awesome.
so I think I'm a lot further along than I used to be.
Good. That's really good to hear.
Yeah.
Okay. What word best describes you inside the bedroom?
Giving.
Okay.
I get, as was mentioned in that thing, 80% of my pleasure is my partner's pleasure. I really get off on seeing women get off. Another go-to search of mine is masturbation videos for women.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's just so incredibly sexy. Especially on GWA when women talk about what gets them off. That's just fantastic. Sorry about the phone.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So what word describes you outside the bedroom?
Happy go lucky, I
Okay.
guess.
That's sweet.
I'm a pretty easygoing guy. I try to be kind to people, and mostly I'm successful.
Good.
I'm pretty smart too, I've been told that.
Do you have any tattoos or piercings?
No, and I've just decided I want to get an ultraviolet tattoo.
What is that?
I don't have the money. It's a tattoo that only shows up under ultraviolet light.
Oh, I've
Yeah.
never heard of that. I'm Googling. I just typed Googling.
Okay.
Ultraviolet tattoo. Oh, that's cool. Now, will
Yeah.
you have a black light in your house?
Maybe I might get one if I have the tattoo, just to
Because
see it.
when else would you see it?
I don't know, at a club or something.
Oh, I guess I don't go
If
out
I
to
have
clubs,
wearing
so.
a, yeah. They often use black lights there. I don't normally go to clubs either, but I don't know. I feel like it combines the best of both worlds because I know it's there and I can show people if I want to, but it's not really obtrusive otherwise. But no, I wanted to get a tattoo that says Firewalk with Me after the Twin Peaks reference.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a friend who loves Twin Peaks, but I don't know much about it.
That's okay. A tattoo, I haven't actually seen it myself, but I've read a lot about it. I'm a reader, that's primarily what I do. But a tattoo with that a tattoo of the words Firewalk with Me figures prominently in the plot, apparently.
Okay. What is on your sexual bucket list?
Quite a few things, as you can imagine. I haven't had a lot of time to do all the things that I want to do. I think number one is that I'm kind of a closet voyeur and exhibitionist. So I definitely want to watch people having sex or have sex while people watch. I think that would be a huge turn on.
I could never do that. I'd
No?
watch. But I don't think I could handle someone watching me.
No, it's I don't have any stage fright. It's odd for someone with an anxiety disorder to say, but I'm pretty comfortable in front of large groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
I'd probably want a threesome just because. You know, just philosophically, it's better to try it than always wonder if you what it would be like. I guess.
What kind?
I'm thinking MFF here, but honestly, I'd settle for either.
Okay.
so I think it would be I think it would be really, really sexy to have that going on.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I wouldn't say very much. I do like the idea of humiliation play.
And who's being humiliated?
I am.
Okay.
But then, I mean, I think that ties to my sort of shame, like my shame complex and kind of eroticizing it. So it would have to be someone I really, really trust if I'm going to go there.
Mm-hmm. You don't think that would change your opinion of that person or your feelings about that person?
I don't. Honestly, I think I would feel better about that person because we'd have to establish kind of saying something through not saying it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if someone is willing to go there with me and to do what it takes to humiliate me, but is also willing to provide the aftercare and say that they don't really mean it and so on, I think that would be fantastic.
Sure. What kind of humiliation?
Stuff like, you know,
because I have a hard time understanding the difference between humiliation and degradation.
I think degradation for me, degradation is more about, you know, stuff you're made to do. You're made to feel, like you're worthless or, I guess degradation is I see as more of a whole person thing, whereas humiliation, at least the kind of humiliation that I like, is more about, you know, specific parts of oneself.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't think I would like being degraded at all because that's not really what I'm into. But to be humiliated, I know, to be specifically about my sexuality and sexual feelings and sexual desires in the context of play. Like, I wouldn't want it to happen in real life, sort of.
Right, right.
But I think it would be very, very much a turn on to do something like that. Sorry, I'm fading off.
Did you have more to say about that?
No, not really. It's still sort of an idea that's in its infancy.
Okay.
I haven't even, you know, met anyone that would be willing to do something like that. So
would you like to be dominated by a woman and have her make you watch her have sex with someone else?
I think I could totally get into that. My ideal relationship, I think, would be open on both sides.
Which means what?
Which means that either of us could pursue other partners with the other person's permission.
Oh, okay. No, but I meant as part of the humiliation.
Oh, I certainly wouldn't mind doing something like that as part of the humiliation. For me, it's more about. For me, where the real payoff is in terms of humiliation is more like. Being, you know, made to feel like I'm filthy, or, you know, like women who like to be called a slut or a whore, kind of like that. Yeah, kind of like that, only maybe a little more extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know. It's something that through something that allows me to connect with to that shame and eroticize it, like the same way the kind of thing that Some women who are into that do it because, you know, they've been programmed to think they shouldn't enjoy sex. And
Oh, that does not apply to me.
No?
No. Oh, I no, absolutely think I should enjoy sex. And I do.
Oh, okay.
Very
yeah.
much. But I do. I think, I don't know, I like to be called a dirty little slut sometimes, but because I know that I'm not a dirty little slut.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's more of a, it's kind of a term of endearment. It's
huh.
I can be a dirty little slut to the man that I'm with because I'm not, huh. It's not like I'm out sleeping with a bunch of different men and
yeah.
I'm not really a slut. So.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough.
So that's why I like
it. Make presumptions, which is
no.
why some women, but I guess I should talk about myself more. For me, it's I have this this feeling that, you know, it's someone is giving me permission to connect with my sexuality, even though I have negative feelings about it, and to bring those negative feelings into the light and make them part of the sexual experience means I can be more authentically myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where I'm coming from with it.
Okay.
So, like, for example, to have a fantasy, for example, of being, you know, stripped naked and paraded around with a sign that says pervert.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that to me, that's, to me, that I feel like my sexuality is being acknowledged in a way that it isn't normally.
Okay.
Does that make any sense at all?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, good.
It does.
It's. I think that's to me where where I'm coming from. But also, I mean, I'm a big fan of knowing that it's all just a game, and knowing that it's all just play,
right.
And not really taking any of it to heart in a way that damages me.
Right, right, right.
Because I know that it's, you know, someone, if it's something that someone is doing for me to give me pleasure, then, you know, I think that sends the right message for me.
Oh, I absolutely get that, because if someone actually called me a slut and meant it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's game over.
Yeah.
I would not be into that at all.
Yeah. It's this kind of, that kind of thing. I do. I mean, the cuckolding thing is nice because it also combines my voyeurism with a little bit of humiliation.
Mm-hmm.
So I could definitely get off to that, but it's not, it's only, you know, it only indirectly gives me the primary sort of payoff from that.
Right, right. Yeah, I get that.
That's the best I can answer, but I'm certainly not opposed to it.
Okay. So we're almost to the end of the questions, but I'm going to give you a chance to ask me a question.
Oh, okay.
And it can be one of these or something else that I may or may not answer.
Okay. Let me consider for a minute. I'm actually going to turn one of your questions around you and ask you, what's on your sexual bucket list?
Okay. I think that I, more than anything, I want to peg someone.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yes.
I have to say I can see the appeal there.
I may get the opportunity.
Oh, nice.
We are in negotiations.
Nice. Well, go ahead.
I've bought the harness.
Nice. Well, I've got my fingers crossed for you. Good luck with it.
Thank you. But it's not because I want him to want to enjoy it.
Of course.
And if he's not going to love it, then I don't want to do it.
Yeah. No, I can totally understand that.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about a lot of things.
Right. I don't want to do it because I want, I don't know, to be in control or, I mean, I want to be in control, but I don't want to dominate him. I want him to want it because it feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
so that's what's number one on my bucket list.
Yeah, cool.
I would like to say that I want a threesome, but I cannot see myself ever doing that.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, I have a hard enough time getting naked in front of one person, and I
Yeah,
can't
yeah.
imagine doing it in front of two.
There was a stage comic whose name I unfortunately forget, said something along the lines of a male stage comic who said something along the lines of, a lot of guys want to have a threesome, but I don't really see the appeal. I mean, the last thing I want is two sets of disappointed eyes looking at me afterwards.
Yeah. So I've got that going.
Yeah.
And if I did, though, it would be to me with two guys.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with either of them, in my opinion.
FMM.
Yes.
Because I definitely want them to be, bi MMF kind of situation. Would love to watch people have sex.
Yeah.
I mean, I do plenty of that in porn, but I would like to do that. I would do that in person
Yeah.
way before I would ever let somebody watch me.
Yeah.
Maybe you would like to be tied up, like kind of fake tied up. I could not be literally tied up where I can't get loose because that would freak me out.
Yeah. But, very sort of light bondage.
Yeah.
What about blindfold?
Oh, a blindfold would be fine if I have
Yeah.
my
Yeah.
hands free.
Might be a way of investigating that.
Yeah, I could definitely do a blindfold. I love the idea of Shibari.
Yeah.
So I think that would be really fun.
Neat.
Yeah.
That's I've never actually seen it done myself, but
Yeah.
it'd be interesting.
I've already bought the rope.
What turns you on about it?
It looks so pretty.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah,
Sorry, that's another question.
there's a man on Lady Boners Gone Wild who does that
Yeah.
sometimes. My God, it's
Oh,
just so
neat.
sexy. Love it.
Nice. Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Hmm.
So, what kind of audios would you like to hear more of on GWA?
Oh, well, I was gonna say the BHM thing, and then someone went off and did it.
But that's okay.
But
You can want more of that.
yeah, more size appreciation stuff, and so kind of tied into, kind of tied into a sexual encounter too, I think would be awesome. Definitely, I wanted to see some of the humiliation stuff that I talked about, and I'm going to be writing a couple of scripts
Oh, nice. Also, okay.
to that sort of cater to that. But also, I mean, the opposite number, definitely sort of sexual acceptance. Your sexuality is fine and good and could be a gift to someone.
Yes.
I actually have a couple of audios planned in that direction too.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds nice. So the very last question has to do with describe what an orgasm feels like to you. Originally, it said, hopefully while having an orgasm. You
Yeah.
can't do that on backstage.
Right.
But if you would like to do that, we can cut this audio and then you can do that and post that on your own on
Sure.
GWA. Or you can just answer it now.
Actually, I think I'll cut now and do it my own.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Good. I'm
Yeah.
going to be glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're at the end of our question and answer sessions, and I want to thank you so much
No problem. It
for
was
being my
lots of
guest.
fun.
It was very much fun.
I hope you got some useful stuff out of it.
Oh, absolutely. Even
Good.
despite all of the
Disconnections.
yes, the connection
Yeah.
problems we've had, it was really fun talking to you, Warthog.
Yeah, likewise.
Thank you so
Yeah.
much.
Yeah.
And I hope you all enjoyed this. If anyone else would like to spill it with me, just send me a PM. And
And I look forward from hearing I look forward to hearing from you in the future.
okay,
All
thanks. Bye-bye.
right, bye.